Today we have a continuation of Matthew's Gospel with the call of the tax collector. Chapter 9, verse 9. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat down at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him and the disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to the disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard this, Jesus said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." The word of the Lord. The call of the tax collector is a great surprise to the critics of Jesus. Tax collectors were despised for collaborating with the Romans and for the unjust tax calculations that they put on the people. Even if tax collectors were not skimming off the top, they were always suspected by everyone of doing so. They were publicly known as unsavory types who lived beyond the edge of respectable society. Yet Jesus calls the tax collector to follow him, then sits down to a meal with all the other tax collectors as well. Now, the Pharisaic approach to being pure before God involved active separation from sinners. One avoided contamination from contact with morally suspect elements of the Jewish society as much as possible. But here, Jesus calls the tax collectors. He says he's come to fulfill the law, and now he makes it clear that he will not fulfill the law by sticking to the separatist isolationist policy, but by reaching out to the outcasts of society and calling them. And then, of course, they have a party. Many tax collectors and sinners sat down for a meal with Jesus. And the gloomy critics of Jesus got a bit upset. The Pharisees objected to Jesus' behavior, since they avoided table fellowship with the unclean types. The followers of John the Baptist objected to Jesus' lack of asceticism, while earlier on in verse 3, the scribes accused Jesus of blasphemy. However, it was a gospel of joy that Jesus preached, and it was the joy that came from mercy and forgiveness. Mercy, not sacrifice, is God's will. Jesus says to the Pharisees, "Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice." There seems to be a warning here. If the righteous oppose Jesus' mission of mercy, they're opposing God's will and may yet find themselves outside the messianic banquet as well, since they will have lost the invitation that they thought their position gave them. So what is the message in all of this for us today in July of 2007? Who are the outcasts of our own society? Who are those in need of mercy and forgiveness? Who are the ones we offer our friendship to? Are we sometimes separatists or isolationists in our choice? These are the salutary lessons that we need to ponder in these times when so many people are put outside the pale because of their economic status, their refugee status, their gender status, etc., their marriage conditions. All of these situations call out for our mercy, and the joy of God will come to us as a result.